got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
Today on Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend. Where did the market go this week and how are you affected? In Alfie's tips and topics, he looks at President Trump's first 100 days, how a diversified investment approach holds up against a safe money approach, and the answers to your tough questions in our Ask Alfie segment. Welcome to Saving the Investor with certified financial planner, investment advisor, and insurance professional, Alfie Townshend, president of Advantage Retirement Group. He works with retirees and pre-retirees to build and protect their nest egg so they can plan with care and retire with confidence. Now, Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. You're listening to Saving the Investor radio show. My number is 239-561-1155. You can visit us online also at savingtheinvestor.com. Remember to tune in or set your DVR to Saving the Investor TV. And it's every Sunday at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. It's on Fox 4 following Chris Wallace. 11 o'clock right after Meet the Press, that's NBC. And then 9 o'clock CTN. And every Monday on the morning blend on Fox 4 from 8 to 9 is called Money Monday. In today's segment, we're going to really look at the week in review. And, of course, I'm in studio with my great friend, John Antonucci. And he's going to be talking about some headlines here. And we're going to have a great conversation. It's going to be a great show, John.
Yeah, it's been an incredible week. Obviously, an up-and-down week and a great first 100 days for the president. Whatever side of the aisle you're on, it's either a great 100 days or the worst 100 days, depending on how you look at it. But the markets are really reacting and jumping, and a lot of great things happening in the marketplace, which is obviously affecting your clients and the people that are prospective clients. And when they come in, obviously, there's got to be some great optimism out there, isn't there, Coach?
You know, when people come in, John, they're feeling a lot better than they have in the past. I feel they're more relaxed and they're not afraid to be in the market. And a lot of times last year, a couple of years ago, they were more, you know, I don't know how this world isn't really turning out the way I want it to turn out. I have fear, and the fear factor has definitely gone down a whole lot. I feel so the first 100 days, you know, a lot of people say, you know, it doesn't really mean a whole lot, but I think it does to every president. But I think he's done quite a bit in the first 100 days.
Well, obviously, a lot of executive orders. Obviously, yesterday, getting through the House, the repeal and replace Obamacare. And really, when we talk about these topics, we're talking about what this really means to you, the average investor out there, and how it impacts your portfolio and your retirement. And let's talk about the fact that the jobs report did fall, but you've got some detailed numbers there. And how is that going to affect the people that are listening to us today?
Well, when more people are working, you have more taxes being paid, you have more, you know, optimism, you have a lot, you know, that helps really create, you know, creating jobs. It does bring down the deficit also because more money is going into the tax hopper. So that's a good thing. That's all good. And when people are working, that makes everybody feel good. You know, I think people would rather work, John, than collect a welfare check.
Yeah. Well, I think when we look at what's happening in Congress and in the Senate, obviously people are voting based on party. Do you see in this tax plan that he's about to present, which is the biggest tax cut, he said, in the history of humanity, do you see that as becoming something that's going to continue to be partisan, or do you see some Democrats coming across the aisle because they want to help the middle class, so they've got to do something in that realm?
You know, it's going to be a hard sell for President Trump to, you know, let's go back, you know, we'll talk about taxes, but on this health care bill, without doing anything, the health care bill or the health care was going to just crumble because our deductible went from 5,000. I had a high deductible to 13,000. And then it went from $500 a month to $1,600 a month just for my wife and son and I. So absolutely, there's a, you know, that was not working. You had state of, I think you had in Virginia, state of Virginia, one of the big insurance companies was pulling out. So there was no insurance going to be left for people. So, you know, if we didn't do anything, it would have crumbled. And Democrats are really giving hard time, hard line, really, that they don't, you know, that, oh, now we own it. But the thing about it, it was crumbling. We have to do something. And if we can get health care back to when I first got in the insurance business back in 1983, I did health insurance. I'm very familiar with health insurance. I sold Blue Cross Blue Shield, Union Bankers. So I had all these different health insurance, and there always was a problem with pre-existing conditions because everybody seems to have something wrong with them.
Sure.
But I think what will have to happen, they have to make it where you have to have insurance, and you just can't, you know, not have insurance for many, many years and you get sick and then buy insurance. And that's like getting car insurance after an accident.
Yeah, it's true. That's a great point that you're making. And really, that's where obviously those on the left are opposed to that because they want everybody to be covered for pre-existing conditions. But I think the way they set it up, if you have continual coverage for at least, you know, 60 days, and you're covered at one point, then they can't really penalize you for that. And they've factored that into the budget with the, I think it was something like, what was it, $100 billion for that fact of people pre-existing.
Yeah, so, you know, pre-existing was always a main part of health care. I don't have pre-existing condition, but there's a lot of people out there that have pre-existing condition. That is a major part of it. And we're going to talk more about healthcare. I'm going to talk about also the VIX and what the VIX means to our investors and our listeners out there. And you know, the jobs report, John, it fell, you know, to, like I said, a 10-year low, 4.4, but also it was 212,000 jobs in April was created. So that's a pretty good number. So if you have any questions about these topics, I'd love to talk to you. Give me a call at 239-561-1155.
Still to come, Alfie looks at President Trump's first 100 days. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
So why is it that some people think life should be handed to them with a silver spoon? Well, I believe honest, hard work is the formula for a prosperous and successful life. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here. And let me tell you about a man right here in Southwest Florida whose life wasn't as easy as a child. Now, he was born to a teenage mother, fatherless by the time he was 5. His mom worked tirelessly, earning a modest living selling shoes, but unpaid bills meant sleepless nights, no electricity, moving countless times, and living his preteen years in the United Methodist Children's Home. And as a young man, his drive for success and his honest work ethic surpassed his peers. And with hard work and determination, Alfie Townsend, well, he went on to become a certified financial planner and founder of Advantage Retirement Group. Now, today, Alfie helps retirees and those soon to retire put their hard-earned money to work. Call Alfie to validate your retirement income plan or to put one in place. 561-1155. That's 561-1155 on the web, savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back. In our last segment, we talked about really the healthcare bill that was voted on in Congress. And like we talked about, it has a long way to go to get through the Senate. And if it does get through the Senate...
Well, I'd hate to be the Republican that voted against it if I'm in the Senate. I know they've got the majority there, so they can carry that very easily.
Yeah, and we're going to really talk also about the first 100 days of Trump and some of the things that he's accomplished. And, you know, I want to talk about the VIX. I was reading something. VIX is really a volatility index, John, and it's the mood of the people and the market. But the VIX I was reading is at an all-time low. Well, I don't know. It hasn't been this low. I believe I read it was like 40 years. So being the VIX that low, it also says this. So there's a lot of complacency going around with the market where people thinking that the market is just going to continuously go up. And so if you haven't had your portfolio checked out in a long time, 5 years, 4 years, 10 years, if you haven't had a second set of eyes to look at it, while the market's been doing good, look at it now so you don't, when the market does go down, it is going to go down because it's ups and downs. You know, that's what the market is. But a lot of times, John, people are taking 30 to 40% more risks than they need to take to get the return that they're getting. So if you can just take your two, take an hour out of your time, give us a call, come in and say, you know what, let me find out what I do have in this portfolio. So when the market does go down, I don't have to go down 30% more than I have to with you.
And that's a beautiful thing. And you do something that a lot of companies may not do. I don't know. But you do something that's called the stress test. And really, you show them based upon world events or something that could happen that would be adverse in our economy, how that would affect their portfolio. And you can show them actual real numbers if those things actually happen. And really, when they come in, it's really a no obligation conversation, isn't it?
It is a no obligation conversation. And if you think about it, John, why wouldn't you want to know what's going on in your portfolio? I'm not, this is a very, very expensive program we have. It's a very time consuming that our office puts, but this is worth it for our listeners to come in to find out if they're, what their fees are. Their fees, look, people have no idea what they're really paying in fees. And if we can save you 1 or 2% a year, that is huge. By the end of 10 years, 20 years, it's crazy how much money is in your pocket instead of a broker's pocket or instead of the fund's pocket. You deserve institutional, not retail. So again, give us a call at the 561-1155 and come in and really find out what's going on inside your portfolio. So John, let's talk about that for, what that 100 days, what Trump has done. In the first 100 days, I know we're about 107, 108 right now, but that 100 days, he's signed a lot of resolutions into law there.
Yeah, he had to, and obviously a lot of people are critical of him for doing that. But, what I love about what he's doing, and a lot of people are applauding him right now, is that he is working tirelessly to bring people together. And I heard somebody say, I don't know if it was Newt Gingrich, but somebody said on Fox yesterday that basically Donald Trump knows more people in the House of Congress personally, on a personal level, than Barack Obama did in 8 years. And that says something to his art of the deal. He's a relational person. And
yeah.
And obviously, he signed a lot of executive orders, and those are to be commended. But I think going forward, you're going to start seeing the House and the Senate come together on a level that we haven't seen before.
It has to, because we cannot. The Dems are sitting there is no. Not one Democrat voted for the health care bill in Congress. Not one. And the bill was done. The healthcare was exploding.
Yeah.
It was done in a matter of by the end of this year.
Well, it exploded because if you remember Nancy Pelosi, when it was signed into law, she said, we have to sign it to find out what's in it. They didn't know what was in it. At least this time they know what's in it. And they know, obviously, it's not perfect, but it's going to help the American people, definitely.
Oh, it is. It has to. If we can, and most of it is taxes that eliminate all these regulations on these tax penalties and taxes, and that right there is going to save. So Trump has signed 30 executive orders in the first 100 days, and let's compare it to like Barack Obama signed 19, George W. Bush signed 11, Bill Clinton signed 13, and in the president that's the closest to the amount that President Trump has signed is Lyndon Johnson at 26. So he's been busy signing, and yes, he has, he's on a mission, and this guy will work harder than anybody I know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, when you look at him at 70 years old, I mean, he looks young, he doesn't have to sleep that much, and he does not like gridlock, and he's going to do whatever it takes to bring the promises that he brought. And I think that's why the optimism, consumer confidence is way up. I mean, you've got to be seeing it with your clients and potential clients that come in, whether they like him or not. I mean, the bottom line is he is a driving force that's going to make America great again.
And you know what? People that come in, I know in the financial business, you're not supposed to talk about religion. You're not supposed to talk about politics. But unfortunately, those two things mean a lot to me, so I talk about them, and I want to deal with people that have the same mindset that I have, because it makes our relationship a lot better. It's going to make your comfort level better. It's going to make ours better, and I have no problem talking about it.
Yeah, well, when we talk about America being the home of the brave and the land of the free, obviously free markets is something that has been really a threat over the past 8 years, but now you're opening up, taking regulations off. What does the free markets do in America and even around the world? What does that do for investors? It's got to put them in a position where they're going to invest more in their businesses. And I know that you have a big business summit coming up, but I mean, businesses are really the driving force of America. And we're talking about small businesses are.
You know, when this tax bill that he is proposing, and if we can get this thing, if we can get this thing through the Senate, this would really mean a lot of money, a lot of jobs, and just a adrenaline shot in our economy that we haven't probably seen since I first, you know, graduated high school in 1980. And it was, you know, it was a very slow economy in 1980, 81, but then it started just, you saw it just started humming along. And we've been doing fairly good, you know, working, but the numbers, job numbers are different than the way it used to be called. But I feel like we can have a big, big increase in the market. I really feel that. You know, I don't talk about projecting anything. People say, what do you think the market's going to do? I can't project. It's just a feeling that we have going on that's happening right now. As people come in, they are definitely in, you know, more mindset of a positive than a negative.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, you'd like to know, you know, more about this, if you'd like to, you know, sit down with me and just, you know, talk to me about what we have talked about, give us a call at 239-561-1155.
Coming up, Alfie answers the tough question, should you be in the market? Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market. And of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townshend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townshend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. Last segment, you know, we were talking about the first 100 days, and talked about markets, the way the markets are rebounding, the healthcare. We talked about a lot, but one of the things I really want to talk about, John, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time. That's what Rush Limbaugh has, what, 3 hours every day?
And that's not enough for him. He's just getting warmed up.
Yeah, he's fired. That guy fires me up, too. But let's talk about some of the things, what alternative minimum tax, you know, you were talking about deregulating some of the regulations that are out there for businesses. Greg Norman was on the show on Fox and Friends Friday yesterday. And when he was on the show, he was talking about when you take some of these regulations off, what happens is when you're building a golf course, he says it could take 2 years to 18 months just to have them to look at your stuff and get you through the regulations. And he says, you know, with what Donald Trump's trying to do is get it down to where it's 6 months. In 6 months, that means that's more business, more people at work, quicker. And these regulations, same thing building a home. When I remember building, you know, we were redoing our office here, there was regulations here. There's so much regulations. If we can cut back on, you know, some of the regulations obviously are very, very important, you know, but there's some that are just a waste of time, waste of money. And if he can eliminate some of that, I think that would really help, you know, spur business, John. And so let's talk a couple things. What we want to do is, what does this mean to you if tax rates do go down? If, you know, what does this mean to you us, the listeners, as investors, and it means more money to spend, investments going up. If markets are increasing because less regulations, more business, more money going into the market, your 401ks are growing, more growth for the economy. This really isn't just for big corporations. This is for really small businesses too, John, because your small business, a lot of it's S corporation, so it's running through your personal. So if you can, and if you can lower tax rates across the board, that the middle class is getting a break. I mean, there's like no tax. I think he's proposing no taxes for the first $24,000 spent. So if there's more money that people have to spend the way they want to spend, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I think it's great to note that if you have more money, disposable income in your pocket, while it's good to spend, you know, really there are people out there that really may have been investing years ago but have stopped investing because they're paying high health care premiums, they're in a high tax bracket, and they haven't really been designated or focused on their portfolio. And really, you talk about this all the time. People spend more time planning their yearly vacation than they do their retirement plan. And that's important that they focus on both, obviously.
Yeah. We have a commercial running on Fox right now. It says people work 70 to 90,000 hours in their lifetime. That means they're getting up every day, or they got up every day to go to work, you know, to do the things, sometimes work that they really didn't want to do, and go someplace they didn't really want to go at. And they did this day in, day out, scraping snow. If, you know, if they were up north, they were just doing a whole lot of stuff. And they did this every day, day in, day out. 70 to 90,000 hours is the average until you retire. And now you're retired. And what I'm saying, and what we're saying at the Advanced Retirement Group, give us a call, come in, and let's make sure that all this hard work that you've done in the past is going to pay off in the future for you, because people are living longer. The average life now is, you know, you're hovering close to 90 now.
Yeah.
So when we do planning, it's not the old planning was 75, 80 years old. Now it's you have to plan that you're going to live into your 90s. Not everyone's going to live into their 90s, but there's going to be a lot out there. So you have to plan more than what you have. You know, a lot of people don't know how to plan like that. A lot of advisors, you know, they know how to take dividends, but they don't know how to actually plan to make your money last as long as you do. So, again, if you want a comprehensive income plan, most of all, if you want to find out what you're holding and find out if you're taking, you know, how much unnecessary risk you're taking to get the return that you're really getting, and then find out if you, and let us, you know, find out what your income plan is. If you don't have one, we'll put one in place for you. Give us a call at 561-1155. And, you know, excuse me, with these tax laws being lowered, you know, these tax bills rates that President Trump wants to propose, people say, well, you know, if there's that much less going into the government, things are going to explode on that end. But that's not true, because what happens is when you lower that, you have more money. The first few years, I hear, it will increase the deficit.
Sure. But how much is overseas that they're going to bring back?
Yep.
How much is that?
Yeah, that's, you know, hovering a trillion, I think, with a T.
So what, 15% on that? That's not
too
shabby.
That's a lot. You got that money coming in. But what they're going to take away, though, it looks like what they're going to take away is some of the – they're not going to take away the charitable deductions, which is important. But they are going to take away, it looks like, the state deductions. Like in Maryland, when we lived there, the money that we paid into Maryland, we got to deduct from our federal taxes. California is going to be hit the worst. It's $101 billion that they're not going to be able to deduct from the federal government.
Well, they want to be in their own country anyway, don't
That's
they?
Right. You have the state of New York is 68, but the state of Florida is zero, because we live in a
income tax-free state. Golfers live here.
Income tax-free, which is awesome. You know, what I want to talk about, John, we're gonna probably do this. This is really an important topic, and we don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm going to bring it to the next half hour. But we will be talking about portfolios and safe money, and should you be in the market. So we're going to talk about should you be in the market, and I'm going to make a case that you should be, and I'm going to also make a case there's different ways to be in the market. A lot of times people think they're in the market, they're all 100% S&P 500, they're in the market, but there's ways to be in the market that owns different sectors, John, that you're capturing market returns by owning the market. You want to own the market because that's where returns come from. Let's look at some of the, and one of the big things too, John, he wants to defeat ISIS. I mean, that's, he wants a plan from Secretary of Defense to drop a plan within 30 days.
Yeah. Well, they just dropped the Moab, you know, mother of all bombs. Yeah. So he's serious.
Yeah. I mean, you go to the Secretary of Defense, say, I want a plan within 30 days to defeat ISIS. He is not acting like a government official. He is, or politician, he's acting as a businessman. He wants it done. And you know what? People can change the way they think if you have a thinker in the office.
That's what we've needed.
We do. And that's, I'd love to hear that. So next segment, we are going to definitely talk about some, why or should you be in the market. We'll be right back.
Still to come, a financial workshop we all need to attend. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Today on Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend, a great way to get financial insights and strategies, plus your questions and Alfie's advice. Now, Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back. In our last segment, we talked about the Trump's 100 days, and I said we're going to talk about should you be in the market or should you play it safe? We're going to talk about that. And we're also going to, we're having this business summit over at Ruth Chris, and it's going to be in May 16th, I believe. It's 16th and 17th. I'll get the dates for you. But if you want to go to this, if you're a business owner, if you're a doctor, if you're high-level executive, this is something that you're not going to want to miss because we're going to talk about succession plans. We're going to talk about valuation, how to evaluate your company, what the value is worth. A lot of people really don't know about that, and I'm going to have John read some statistics there. But this is all going to be – what's the date on that, John?
Yeah, it's if you want to come to the lunch, it's May 16th. The dinner, it's May 16th. It's 6:15 p.m. That's a Tuesday night at Ruth Chris. Or Wednesday, May 17th, is a luncheon learn at 12:15 p.m., and you can call Alfie at 561-1155 to register for that.
Okay, so we got the 16th and the 17th. Like John said, just give us a call at 561-239-561-1155. And, who wants to really come to that workshop is for people. It's for people that are, that business owners, high-level executives, and we're going to have myself there. We're also going to have Jim Bowman, who is president of the Life Division of Advisors Excel. And we're going to have Steve Gibbs, who is really a great estate planning attorney, that we're going to give some. I was just reading some of the stuff, and I'm going to go through some of the stuff that Steve's going to talk about. And you're not going to want to miss it. So, John, let's talk about this is pretty amazing information here, because we were looking at this PowerPoint, and the question is, should you be in the market? And let's, when we talk about the market, we're not talking about just the S&P. We're not talking about just, large cap. We're talking about, owning the market. So should you be in the market? How does a diversified approach really hold up against a safe money approach? historically. We're going to go back to, I believe it's going to be 1927 all the way to 2015. I know we're in 2017, but these statistics are from 1927 to 2015. So when diversified hypothetical portfolio was just a 70-30 mix, and we're talking about, you know, 15% in T-bills, 15% in five-year government bonds, then we have 10% in large cap, 10% in small cap, 11% in micro cap, 22% in U.S. large value, and then 17% in U.S. small value.
So international there, right?
Nope. This particular one is just in the U.S. because this is going back. This is just a U.S. portfolio. And that's a good question, John, because as you add international, you're really reducing volatility that much more. But this is just 70% in the market, 30% fixed. So we're going to talk about what gas was, you know, how much gas was back in 1970. So let's talk about going broke safely. So let's look at the president back in 1970. We had Richard Nixon. We had a population of 205 million people. What do we have right now? Like 330 million?
Yeah. Right about that.
So it's increased a third. Our population has increased, you know, drastically.
Yeah.
Really 40%.
It's really from people coming from the outside because, you know, people aren't having as many children today as they were years ago.
Yeah, it's increased big time. And life expectancy back then, John, was only 70. Almost 71 years.
That's low.
So that was just 1970. You know, John, you were a little pup at that age.
Just getting my driver's license. Yeah. I remember it being like 85 cents a gallon.
Wait, you were getting dry. You were in 1970.
No. 1980, I think you meant. Yeah, no, I was 7 years old in 1970. I wasn't thinking about gasoline.
No. But this is the funny part. The Dow Jones, the high was 842. In 1970, 842. Right now, we're at 21,000. The Dow Jones. We had someone came in this past week, and he asked me. He goes, "You think the market is too high?" I said, "You know what?
842.
Yeah, I said I've been hearing that for a long time. I've been hearing that, you know, when the market was at 14,000. Is the market too high? I think the market's too high. 16,000. Market's definitely too high. When it hit 18,000, this is it." You know, so we don't know how. There's no
limit. Could hit 30,000, right?
Yeah, there's no limit on how high the market can go, and we have deregulations. You know, when lowering the regulations, getting business back to being entrepreneurs, and cutting some of that red tape. I think we have opportunity for some big returns there. So federal spending at that time was $195 billion. This is all 1970. The debt was only $380 billion. Wouldn't that be nice? Inflation was at 6.5%. Consumer price index was 38. Unemployment was 3.5. Now, these are some of the things why you want to be in a portfolio. A new home at that time was $26,000. The average home was $26,000. $26,000. And we had medium household income was $8,700. First class stamp, that was pretty high, is 6 cents. You had a gas at that point was 36 cents a gallon, and then a dozen eggs were 62 cents, and milk was $1.15. So this was all during the time of 1927 to 2015, what a rolling 10 years means. Now, let me explain this. So we took it from 1927, and we rolled it every 10 years, and in that time, in that rolling 10 years, there was a negative return in those 10 years, and a rolling 10 years in the market.
Amazing.
Okay. So do you want to be in the market? You ask yourself, inflation, if you had a portfolio, the average return in that time was 11.53. Average inflation was 3.43. Yeah, so that's really 8%, just a little over 8% after inflation. T-bills, and this is the amazing things. So if you had a portfolio, John, and if you happened to live and your parents or your grandparents were born in adult age in 1929 and had $100,000, which was probably like $1 million now, or a lot more than that even. But $100,000 in 1927 in a U.S. portfolio that I went over would be worth $867 million.
Incredible.
$867 million. Now, we're not taking advisor fees out. We're not taking fund fees, just pure return. A one-year T-bill, a one-month T-bill, you would have just under $2 million. So $867 million opposed to $2 million. And gold, I think I saw it already, it was like $4 million.
And really, one has risk and one really doesn't have that much risk, right? So you could see the reward for the amount of risk that they're taking.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah. So it's okay to get, it's okay to have risk. But listen, we're going to talk more about this right after this break.
Straight ahead, the importance of getting an MRI on your investments. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. You know, we were talking about this portfolio in the last quarter, the last segment, John, and it was amazing about how portfolio versus going broke.
It's 800 to 1. I mean, you know.
800 million opposed to 2 million in T-bills, or in gold, 4 million. People ask about gold. $100,000 invested in 1927 would be worth just over $4 million. $100,000 in 1927 would be worth $867 million. There's no comparison. If you want to come in and debate me about gold, I would love to have that conversation.
And not a big thing is silver too, right?
Silver, gold, platinum, and all that. Yeah, it's just amazing how that happens. But you know, we talked about this business really meeting that we're going to have at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. It's at Ruth Chris on Wednesday the 16th at 6 o'clock. And we also are going to have it at 12 o'clock the following day, the 17th.
For Tuesday and Wednesday, right?
Tuesday and Wednesday. So Tuesday, I'm sorry, is the evening. Wednesday is the luncheon. So if you can make that, if you're a business owner, this would be a great opportunity to listen to an estate planning attorney, a president of Advisors Excel for the Life Division, which is going to talk about some tax techniques to reduce your taxes, how to increase your write-offs legally, and that take advantage. You know, what you want to do is take advantage of these laws, because the government puts these laws out there, John. It's for you to find them, and that's what my job is to reduce our clients' taxes. If we can give them strategies to reduce their taxes, increase returns, that's what you're paying me for.
Yeah, and this is a great opportunity for you if you're in business, and obviously you make you have sales of over $500,000 or more a year. It's a no-obligation conversation. You're going to get a free meal at Ruth Chris, and all you have to do is register for it. You need to seize opportunities when they come, and there's going to be great people there with a lot of knowledge, including Coach Alfie Townsend. Give him a call at 561-1155. You can either register for Tuesday night's dinner at 6:15 on the 16th of May, or Wednesday afternoon's lunch and learn on May 17th, both at Ruth Chris and Coconut Point. And really, you're trying to help businesses, because a lot of people don't even know what their business is worth, do they, Alfie?
No, if you think about it, most people say, oh, well, it's 2.5 times the earnings. But if you really want to know how to evaluate the value of your business and succession plans, you know, this is, I'm going to talk about this succession plan is very, very important. This is just basic. Steve wants to, what does that mean? So let's look at it this way. Steve was saying business succession planning is about being brave enough to answer a simple question. If something life-threatening happened to me, how would my business, my employees, and my loved ones not only survive, but continue to thrive? The one plan simply does not work. And it says this, for most people, an accident, and if you're incapacitated or permanently disabled, would throw your business into, really inaction and confusion. So this type of planning involves really locating an acceptable successor, who's going to step in and operate the business and buy out the owner or the owner's estate if necessary. This may involve, a wise life insurance funding. It also could be a buy-sell agreement, integration into existing estate plan. There's just so many variables to really think about. And that's with our company, we have that. We have that set up where we're, if something were to happen to me, the way that we're set up, your retirement plan is still going to stay in force.
That's a great point, because I just heard of a pastor, a young pastor that passed away, and his wife took over the church, and it wasn't in the bylaws. There was no succession plan. And I watched, and you can watch right online, the cops come in and arrest her actually during the service because she took over in a place that she was not authorized in the bylaws to do. And really what you're saying is so critical and important that people don't even think about. What if something did happen to you? Do you have a strategy and a plan in place so that your business can keep running, so money can keep coming through the doors, and you have the right people in? And that's what you're going to talk about. You're going to talk about some critical areas in this business summit that's really going to help the people in our community.
Absolutely. And it's just not about business planning. This is what we're going to talk about. But that's what we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group, John, is if you think about this, what would happen to the spouse if something happened to the breadwinner, or you have a pension, your husband has a pension, let's say, and you die, what is your spouse going to do? How much of that pension does she get? Sometimes they don't get any of it. So these are things that we do when we talk about income planning. We're talking about succession planning for businesses, but we're talking about succession planning for the spouses also for their retirement, because we want to make sure that money doesn't stop when your pension stops. We want to make sure that we have plans in place with the, we are not, I hear it all the time. Oh, we're not product pushers and this and that, and advertisements and radio and TV and all that. But at the Advanced Retirement Group, as a certified financial planner, as a fiduciary, I have to look out for your best interest. So we're going to put a plan together that makes sense, that if something happens to one of the spouses, or if you're blessed and you have a pension that goes right to your spouse, we're going to make sure that the money is situated where it can keep growing and have it where it can, take your required minimum distributions out or whatever we need to do. And then whatever's left, it might be legacy planning at that point.
And you're talking about succession, but some other great topics is you're going to talk about, really trusts and having a trust in the state of Florida versus having a will. I know you have some knowledge on that. Why is that so much more beneficial, especially to a business owner in the state of Florida?
Well, that's I'm going to talk about that. We're going to go to that's going to be our next break, John. But we're going to talk about a trust. We're going to talk about also a not just a life insurance trust, but we're going to talk about IRA trust. And no one's ever heard of really IRA trust here, because I've been here for years and years and no one brings it up, but I'm going to talk about why that is important. So these are great things that we're going to talk about at this business summit, but also we have this for our listeners too, that aren't business owners, that are retired, and you want this knowledge and information for yourself too. So if you'd like to know more, give us a call at 561-1155. and come in and meet with me, and we'll have a no obligation conversation, and I think it's going to be a great time. So look forward to hearing from you.
Coming up, ask Alfie as he tackles your tough questions. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market. And, of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townshend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townshend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. This is John, our number down, 561-1155, in studio with John. And John, we've been really talking about so much this, you know, the last 40 minutes or so. I really want to talk about, you asked a question about a trust. You know, why is a trust important in the state of Florida? You know, what does a trust mean? There's so many different trusts, and we'll talk about trusts. But one of the trusts I want to talk about is, now remember, I am bringing an attorney. We have an estate attorney at the office here, but we also, he's going to be at our business summit over at Ruth Chris. So he's going to be talking about all this stuff. And these are questions that he said, Alpha, you need to really talk about this to get people at this workshop, because this is important, or get people in your office that know about this. But this is, you know, called an inherited IRA. Is an inherited IRA protected? As everyone knows, pretty much IRAs are protected. An IRA is protected from lawsuits, you know, so you're good there. But what if you inherit your parents' IRA? Is that protected? So this is from Steve Gibbs. He said, a few years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court concluded that inherited IRAs are not protected from creditors in bankruptcy in the same degree as a primary holder for his or her spouse. So they allow creditors to access the inherited person's IRA and use logic that would, you know, that the purpose of the IRA is for retirement. Okay, in Florida, while the state laws do offer protection, so they do offer protection in Florida for inherited IRAs, using a trust as the beneficiary basically doubles this protection due to something called the spendthrift protection, and also offers much more flexibility for how the proceeds will be used for the benefit of the beneficiary. So you can have, you know, what I always talk about trust, John, you know, trust is there to bypass probate. It's there to a spendthrift. If you have somebody that, you know, one of your children that's spends a lot of money, you can really, what I always tell my clients, a trust is something you can control from the grave. You know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, makes sense.
You can control it. So what?
So you give them a little bit each year versus them having the whole lump sum. Is that what you're saying? Like if it was passed on?
Absolutely. So you know, if you can control your, if you can control it, it wasn't about 5 years ago or something, but this guy buried, his wishes was to be buried in his Corvette. Did you see that? So he literally got buried in his Corvette underneath, you know, they dug out and put the car in there and he was in it. Boom.
Right.
Dirt over it.
Crazy.
You know, so everybody has, you know, but he really, that was his wishes. So they had to abide by him.
Right. Because he had a trust.
He had a trust, and he said, this is what I want. And if you don't do this, then you don't get what's in the trust. So this is what's nice about it. So, you know, that trust is good for, there's a lot of things that a trust is good for. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I don't have millions and millions of dollars, so do I need a trust? And the question is, come in and give us a call and find out, you know, let us ask you some questions and say, you know what, you're in a pretty good situation. You might just need your legal documents, like, you know, your durable power of attorney, advanced directive. And, you know, these are things that your wills, but then some people do need a trust. Not everybody needs a trust, but some people, you know, and a lot of people do need a trust, John, for different reasons. And, you know, if you have special needs is important too, because if you have a child or or a brother or someone that you're giving money to upon your death and they're on disability, Social Security, because of special needs, they could get disqualified. And then lawyers would have to come in and redo everything. And you're talking big, big bucks for them to get you back qualified for that. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do. You know, we talked a lot today about, you know, what's going to happen at this business summit. We talked about what's happening inside your portfolio. Should you, or, you know, why would you invest in the market? Should you invest in the market? And if you're sitting on the sideline, I can show you different risk portfolios. We have a great system to show you what your true risk is, and not just asking you questions, or not just, you know, saying, oh, what could you lose? These are true questions that come out. But, you know, if you haven't really had your portfolio reviewed, or had your income plan reviewed, or had your whole estate reviewed in the last 5 years, 10 years, is worth to give us a call at 561-1155.
And, you know, it's a no-obligation conversation that they're going to have with you. And really, they have nothing to lose by coming in, and really everything to gain, in the sense that you're going to give them really vibrant, up-to-date information that's going to help them really maximize their portfolio and their investment strategy, aren't you?
You're right, John. It is going to be something that you will walk out knowing. If you do business with us or not, you're going to know where you are. You want to know where you are. You don't want to be, there's a commercial out there on TV with, you know, everyone's heads in the ground. And I remember back in 08 when I would go and I would look at people's statements. A lot of times they weren't even open because they didn't want to look at the pain and suffering of what that statement looked like. But don't get amnesia and forget about what 08 was, because the market's doing good. It doesn't mean it's going to do good this, you know, this time. Like I said, I did the midday report last week, and Berkshire Hathaway sold a third of their holdings for IBM, a third. So that's big.
And nobody knows why he's doing that, right?
Well, he knows something. He knows something that he's not liking. And so IBM stocks, you think they're going to go up because of that? They're going to go down. So the market, there's market is random. We don't know what's going to happen with the market. So the returns come from owning the market. That's what we do here, is we own the market. Again, we talk about the 16,000 holdings of 45 countries, the 21 asset classes, and the aggressive rebalancing. So you need to know what's going on, and don't be one of those people that say, you know what, I'm okay where I am. I feel comfortable. You feel comfortable maybe because you never had everything checked out, and you want to check out before things start going down. And I'm not saying they're going to go down, but just be prepared to get the return that you're getting, but even maybe increase your return for less volatility. It's all worth it. And if, again, if you don't have an income plan in place, this is something that you want to make sure that you have. And it's just another beautiful, beautiful Saturday in Southwest Florida, and we are truly blessed to be here, John. And the show is, we'll be here next week. But until next week, be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.